Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you with a very special show. And let me introduce you to Lynn Williams from the Buffalo Maritime Center. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you and learn about what the Maritime Center is all about. Now, when you hear the name Buffalo Maritime Center, you might confuse it with the Maritime Charter School, kind of a similar mission, but a totally different focus. How would we explain that?
Well, the Buffalo Maritime Center is a completely different organization. Just happened. We get confused all the time. The Maritime Center is focused on preserving Buffalo and Western New York maritime history, and then at the same time has educational programs that promote craftsmanship, building, self-sufficiency, you know, pride in your work. Whereas the Western New York Maritime Charter School is just that, is a school.
So the focus is on craftsmanship and learning the effectiveness of working diligently in a systematic way with your hands in an organized fashion to promote the ideas of skill and promoting the actual hands-on capacity that people may have that is not being identified in normal schools.
Yeah, that's true. I think, you know, it's clear that everybody learns differently. Everybody has different interests. And with the decline in trade programming in our Buffalo public schools and public schools across the country,
that's right.
It's a real loss for students who want to work with their hands. There's been an odd value judgment somehow on the trades. And, you know, our focus is to lift that up and to make sure that kids that want to work with their hands have an opportunity to learn how to do that and explore opportunities to work in the trades for their careers.
Let's talk about that value judgment statement that you made. It's so true. I go into the Harkness Center, part of BOCES, and I look at the kids with blank and forlorn faces, and I thank them for being part of a carpentry program, and they think of themselves as relegated to a second-class existence because they don't fit into mainstream education.
Yeah. No, I think that that's true. You know, of course, not every student has that experience, but it's certainly very common. And the world as we know it is built by people who build things. you have to know how to work in the physical world to build a real thing that's built well. That pride in craftsmanship from the very beginning of planning all the way to cleanup. Whether you're doing something as simple as trying to hang a picture in your home to building a house. If you can't learn craftsmanship and be not just be proud of your work, but be proud of yourself in your work, you know, we're not going to have the built community and the built environment that we all enjoy.
Where did this all start? We were talking about that briefly before we went on the air. It seems that to me that the focus is that schools promote excellence, and in the perception of what excellence is different in everyone's mind, of course, but I think the school board focus of what is excellence is to graduate a class of students that aspire to higher education with the idea of the professions being the right path or the only focus path and not anything to do with the trades.
Well, I think that certainly can be true. And, you know, while we're not a trade school, we celebrate working with your hands, and right. We certainly want to open that possibility up to students so that there is no sense in any way that if you decide to go into the trades and working with your hands, that's anything less than. It's more than, if anything else. So we need doctors and lawyers and whatnot, but we also need people who can build the world we live in. I know, you know, we spoke before the program when we had the 08 financial crash. All of my friends in the professions were scrambling as hours were getting cut. They were getting laid off from their financial firms. Their law firms weren't hiring. And all my friends in the trades were busier than they ever could possibly have been. So you can see that it's such a viable way.
And it's such an irony because, you know, here we are in a time right now equal to what you've just saying, I mean, busier than probably we were in 08. And we have the capacity to hire and can't find the people to fill the spots.
Yeah, I think that's unfortunate. We have this resurgence that we talk about in Western New York, but that resurgence has to be fed, and it's fed by people who can work with their hands and build. And we hear every day about when one company closes, another company is like battering down the door before their employees even have their papers, their pink slips, so that they can get them a new job. And we have so many young people who either don't choose to go to college or haven't excelled academically for whatever reason. And they need to understand that there are wonderful, lucrative, steady opportunities for them.
We have a young man who we employ who actually, believe it or not, I met here, sitting on the other side of that glass. He was my producer for several years. And in the 11 o'clock hour when we were on till noon, and we struck up a conversation about him and his past and his future. And he was filling in here a day a week, making minimum wage, trying to get by, had 2 degrees, worked during the week on a demolition team. He hated doing that kind of work. I finally said to him, why don't you come to work for us, which he did, and he still does, and he's doing quite well. But the point I'm getting at is he's carrying with him over $100,000 in student debt that who knows how long it'll take him to free himself of. And now he's working in the trades. You know, had he had that revelation back in high school, he could have been $100,000 to the better. And yeah. Not have gone through all that angst.
Yeah, I think that's true. There's a young man who works on a boat restoration project within the Maritime Center through the Antique and Classic Boat Society. In fact, he was featured in the newspaper a week or so ago. He's 21. He's chosen welding as his career path. He's going to make a fine living, have opportunities to travel the world as a skilled craftsman, and then he's learning carpentry at the Maritime Center and the Antique Classic Boat Society, restoring an old wooden boat. So he's going to have more skills than he can even handle and more job opportunity than anyone I know that's come out with a liberal arts degree.
From the Buffalo Maritime Center, my guest is Lynn Williams. She's the Director of Development and Operations. Interesting discussion. Participate in it, won't you? 803-0930. What do you think about the idea of encouraging the trades at the high school level? If it wasn't for programs like the Harkness program at BOCES, we really wouldn't have any way to incubate anybody at our company, which is what exactly we do. We go there to try to recruit people who are interested in learning and developing from the bottom up and hopefully aspiring to become foremen and leaders in our company. So the whole idea of nurturing the trades at this level is invaluable, in my opinion. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lynn about exactly how this comes together at the Buffalo Maritime Center. You'll be very fascinated to know what the students are involved with in their curriculum at the Buffalo Maritime Center. 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial here if you'd like to speak to Lynn and learn more. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text us at 30930. Always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Pay us a virtual visit at cortese.net or a brick-and-mortar visit. The showroom's open till 1 o'clock this afternoon on George Urban Boulevard. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen and your outdoor kitchen, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and, of course, our handyman service, including handyman for a day. It's all there for you either online at cortese.net or stop in today till 1 o'clock at 2300 George Urban Boulevard. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan to say good morning to my good buddy, Scotty Swan, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Delaware and Sheridan. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dominic.
How are you today?
I am doing great. I just want to say before we get started that I am a graduate of the Harkness Bossy Center Building Trades Program.
There you go.
In the 90s.
And you went on to great things, became a bank manager, also served our nation in the service. Thank you for that service, Scott. And now, of course, a branch manager for Lakeshore Savings Bank, the finest bank in town, the home equity line of credit product that still goes on today at 3.5 fixed for a year. Remarkable for a homeowner interested in improving their home who has equity. They can take advantage of this 3.5 fixed for a year with absolutely no cost whatsoever. Great, great product there, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, Dominic, 3.5% fixed for 12 months, no out-of-pocket cost of the borrower whatsoever.
All right. And in addition to that, Lakeshore is recruiting all Western New Yorkers who'd like to make some extra interest on their deposits.
Yeah, absolutely, Dominic. We have a 2% money market with a $10,000 qualifying balance with a qualified relationship where you can earn 2% on a money market savings account. If you want to put it into a CD, we have 11-month CDs at 2.5% or 30-month at 2.75 with a qualified checking account.
There you go. Scott, the phone number there at the Kenton branch.
Yeah, it's 898-2010.
And repeat that for us.
898-2010.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore, Lakeshore.
Get comfortable with us. Get comfortable with us.
Hey guys, you spent the whole spring complaining about the cold. Don't spend the whole summer complaining about the heat. Get your house comfortable with Vastola Heating and Cooling. David Bellavia here. If you already have AC, then now is the perfect time to call Vastola for a tune-up and a clean-up. In fact, my guys over at Vastola told me that they're extending their spring service specials so you'll be ready for the summer for less. And speaking of savings, save over $2,000 on a new AC system when you combo up Vastola's great deals with rebates from Lennox and National Fuel. Vastola will get your house cool for the summer even if you have baseboard heat or radiators. Just ask for Vastola's clear and complete proposal on ductless, attic, AC, or even high-velocity systems. For service or replacement, call Vastola today.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
Bring we certainly... Well, this spring has certainly been delayed, especially if you're planning any outdoor projects. So that's, I guess, the good news. You've got an extension now for a discount at United Materials and Scranton City Builders. Yep, it's Dominic Cortese here. And this year, make your first and last stop Scranton City Builder Supplies and United Materials for that personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. Let their passion bring your outdoor vision to life. Add some old world charm to your patio or contemporary flair to your walkway. United Materials offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. They can help you create an eye eye-catching walkway and a driveway paver design, a fire pit, a fireplace, an outdoor kitchen, and more. Plus, patio brick pavers for resilient concrete driveways. United Materials offers residential paving stones in a number of different styles, shapes, tones to personalize and transform your outdoor living space. Now through the end of June, extended till then, take 10% off your outdoor living supplies when you bring your outdoor vision to life. It's Grant & Sue Builder Supplies and United Materials. Visit Western New York's largest outdoor living displays. Let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. Visit Grant & Sue Builders on Walden Avenue, east of Transit in Depew, and United Materials on Young Street, not too far from the 290 in Tonawanda. Tell them Dominic sent you, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Has the weather finally turned the corner? The warmer temperatures here? You know what that means. It's time to get your gardens growing again with a visit to Mishler's Florist and Greenhouses. Mishler's has thousands of plants, including a wide range of annuals in a variety of colors, along with perennials, vegetables, and more. All greenhouse grown with that Mishler's touch. Don't wait to shop. Stop by and shop 3 acres of gardens and greenhouses today. And to get the best selection for your convenience, Mishler's Greenhouses are now open 7 days a week with Sunday hours through the end of June. Mishler's also has a variety of beautiful hanging baskets, decorative patio pots, special floral arrangements, and fresh cut bouquets available for pickup or delivery anywhere in Western New York. Call or order online at MishlersFlorist.com, or better yet, stop by and visit Mishler's on South Forest in Williamsville between Main and Worley. Mishler's Florist and Greenhouses, that's MISCHLERS, Mishler's Florist. Tell them Bowerly sent you to Mishler's.
Well, I've been talking about how the rain has delayed the season, and that certainly has been the case at my house with what my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear are doing at my porch. I've been telling you about how my friends at A1 Concrete came out and lifted the concrete that was sagged, and now Joe Afalo and his team at Gorilla are applying a epoxy floor. The rain has delayed them from finishing it. As soon as it's done, I'll be posting pictures for you to see. Yep, Gorilla Garage Gear, not only for your garage floor, but your outdoor concrete as well. They transformed my sagging concrete porch into a tile-like finish. That's right, it's a tile pattern epoxy floor. It looks great. Joe would like to fix your garage floor or your porch as well, and he'll give you $200 off when you tell him Dominic sent you. The number is 715-6927, 715-6927. You get a 15-year guarantee on his work, and it looks like new. It is easy to keep clean and attractive as well. Give Joe a call, 715-6927. Visit him online, gogogorilla.com, gorillagaragegear.com, gogogorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:22 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning here on WBN. As we speak about the trades and encouraging young people to consider a career in the trades, and one possible path could be to experience it from a boat building perspective. And the Buffalo Maritime Center has a boat-centric focus. Not so much to learn about sailing as it is to learn about detail and craftsmanship and the steps it takes to do things properly. A discipline, if you will, that if you learn will carry you through life.
That's true. That's true. Kind of under the principle of measure twice, cut once. Mm-hmm. So the students in the Maritime Center hand-to-hand program, and just explaining what hand-to-hand means, it's a nod towards the tradition of the tradesperson and the apprentice and the handing off of tools, the handing off of experience, of that intergenerational learning that you learn from another person how to do something. And you don't just learn the how, you learn the why, mm-hmm. and you develop that pride of craftsmanship in your own work.
So it's more the focus on the whole interworkings of why things happen the way they do, why steps are in the place that they are, and the tools it takes to do that, and the discipline that you would hopefully absorb from that whole learning process.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's not about just memorizing a thing, learning, right. You know, hammer to nail over and over. It's not a rote experience. You have to learn the context of why you're doing something so that if a problem crops up, you have the basis of the understanding of your field to solve a problem. I cut a board too short, or it's a little long, or this is an odd angle, or what is the best nail or screw or bolt for mm-hmm. this particular application?
Right.
You have to understand the why, not just the what.
So let's talk about the program. You start by building a toolbox.
That's true. All of the students, they come as they are, right? So some may have had a father, a grandfather, or a mom who taught them some basics of using some tools. Most have not. So we start by building a toolbox. So they start with a set of plans. So you have to learn how to relate the two-dimensional plan on a piece of paper to a three-dimensional real functional thing as a toolbox. You understand that those are measurements, that the drawings are representative of a three-dimensional thing, and start to get that in your head of how the representation of space is happening. You have to learn basic competency of how to use the saw, how to use the tape measure, how to use a screwdriver, a drill, and just how to work safely. It's not just how to use the tools, but how to use them safely, how to keep your tools clean, how to prepare your workspace, and how to clean up your workspace when it's all finished.
Mm-hmm. So after that first project, they get to take home this toolbox as a memento, if you will, of that experience. They go on to a bigger project, and that is an actual boat.
That is. It's a real boat. So the students from three of the schools, Riverside, Lafayette, and Academy School, they build what's called a 6-hour canoe. And then the students from the Buffalo or from the Western New York Maritime Charter School build the Olmsted skiffs. If you're ever down in Delaware Park at Hoyt Lake, those boats that you can rent there, most people don't know, but they're built right at the Maritime Center by students right in Buffalo.
That's amazing. And these boats go on to have a long life in service to our community.
They do. They do. Sometimes the schools keep their boats. Of course, the Olmsted skiffs are right there as a community service, essentially within Delaware Park.
Now that takes, I would think, some degree of precision to actually have that skill set to learn to put a boat together, especially a boat with a wooden hull. But this hand-to-hand component that you mentioned is really kind of the essence of how that comes together, right?
It really is. We are so blessed, the Buffalo Maritime Center, to have the mentors that we have. These are folks who've been in the trades themselves. We've got many retired engineers and scientists from Moog and other companies around town, lots of retired tradesmen, other people who may not have been in the trades but were very handy on their own, even if their professional career was something else. But retirement isn't what it used to be. Retired people are active and healthy and looking for something to be engaged in. And these folks come to the Maritime Center, and they are our mentors for these students.
So what other roles do the mentors potentially play in the students' lives beyond learning the actual craft?
Well, for many of the students who may not have, maybe a positive male figure in their family or maybe troubles at home, it's a consistent, positive, reinforcing experience for them. They come twice a week, some during school day, some after school. You see the bond form pretty quickly. If you're building a boat with someone, it's close quarters work. You're teaching someone something new every single time. And the bond they form is pretty close. It really is that apprentice-mentor kind of experience.
Other than the discipline that is learned and the skill set of, thinking things through and the idea of what craftsmanship is, where do the students typically aspire to go post their experience with the Buffalo Maritime Center?
Well, I mean, the students are all over the place. Some get an interest in construction or the trade sparked because they never thought of it before, and they realize they like working with their hands, and they'd like to do more of it. The Western New York Maritime Charter kids are often headed towards service, military service, or the trades. Several have expressed interest in that. Some will probably go on to just traditional college, whatever they want to do. If they end up being in the trades and we're a conduit to that, we want that to happen. If they just want to understand how to hang a picture in their college dorm room and know how to use a level and a hammer, that's fine too. It's just important that they understand that they can interact in their physical world. They can fix things. They can make things. It's not just about staring into your phone at an app.
You heard about the project that's about to be launched on the Erie Canal, right at Canal Side, as far as the Erie barge boat that's going to be built. When we come back after the bottom of the hour news break, we're going to talk to Lynn about the Buffalo Maritime Center's involvement in that project and participate in the program, won't you? 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930 or text us at 3-0930. After the bottom of the hour news, we're back with more with Lynn. It is 10:30. We'll be back with more right after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. While fentanyl-related deaths are decreasing significantly, Erie County Health Commissioner Gail Burstein says another drug is starting to cause more deaths.
The trend that we're seeing in our medical examiner's office of the increasing cocaine-related deaths in Erie County.
There were 85 cocaine-related deaths in 2018 compared to 73 in 2016. Charges were not pressed against Buffalo Councilman Ulysses Wingo following an incident where he accidentally brought a gun to Riverside High School, but that doesn't mean there won't be consequences. The Buffalo School Board is calling for the immediate removal of Wingo from membership and chairmanship of the Common Council Education Committee. In a resolution to be voted upon on June 19th, the board says, quote, Mr. Wingo's violation of the law and board policy have compromised the safety and forfeited the trust of students and staff of the Buffalo Public Schools, impacting his ability to work effectively with the district. Brendan Keeney, WBEN.com News.
Hey, if you are thinking about a bathroom renovation, then I have a suggestion for you. I'd like you to stop at Twin City Glass and take a look at everything that they have to offer. It'll certainly help increase the value of your home, and that will be a good-looking bathroom. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is that beautiful glass enclosure that you got from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Consent. Some child sex abuse survivors haven't come forward, believing they consented as kids. But kids can't consent. I'm attorney Steve Boyd. I've teamed with Jeff Anderson at Associates to advocate for survivors. If a priest stole your innocence, the Child Victims Act may give you new rights against the diocese. Call us at 600-2019 or find out more at AndersonAdvocates.com.
510 Clinton Square, Rochester, and 40 North Forest Road, Buffalo.
It's Saturday, 6:10 p.m.
It's awfully warm in here. Snap, the AC's out. You don't want to pay an upcharge. So you wait until Monday to call Emerald for home comfort healing. That's when the home comfort advisor informs you that we charge the same flat rate no matter what day or time it is. That would have been great to know on Saturday, which is why I'm telling you now.
Comfort is always on call.
Hey homeowners, have you noticed that your driveway, patio, or even the concrete around your in-ground pool has started to sink? It looks awful, doesn't it? And honestly, it is a safety hazard too. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez, and I have the most effective way for all of you DIYers out there to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There's so many benefits to using A1. There are no chemicals. You don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. I didn't even tell you the best part, though. The cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so give A1 a call at 341-4550. That's 341-4550 for a free estimate or learn more about the process and savings at a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. You'll fall in love with our new movie seat. Our American-made single or two-person movie seat comes with or without a console and lots of extra power, like power rocking, power lumbar, power recliner, and power headrest. And no matter what your home looks like, we can build a movie seat to match with 700 fabric choices to fit your taste. At the end of the day, our customers say you'll never watch a movie in more comfort than you will in our new movie seat. Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is free, and make sure to check out our brand new website. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Well, we've heard this before. Summer's a good time to look for your furnace to be replaced because it doesn't need to be running then. Conversely, the fall is a good time to consider buying a new air conditioner, right? Well, listen up, folks. Right now, there's no better time to tackle your roof. Whenever we need roof work done at Cortez Construction, we call Ava. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while everyone else is waiting for warm weather, if you call Ava right now, you'll get the same superior service and value without the long wait. Ava's expert foremen are on every job to ensure your roof looks perfect. Ava's fully insured and licensed to work throughout Western New York. Insured, I said. Yep, and insured to do roofing. Very important you ask that question. Are your men insured to do roofing? If they aren't mentioned, if roofing's not mentioned on their insurance policy, they may not be covered. You'll get your written estimate from Ava and a drawing of your project on the spot, and you'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, call Ava, 990-4793. That's 990-4793, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:36 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Where in the world is Dean Kroll this week? Good morning, Dino.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good, good, good. Tell us what where you are and what you're up to.
Hey, later on today, I'm going to be over at Kitchen World on Transit Road across from the Eastern Hills Mall in Williamsville to sell tickets for our raffle to support the restoration of the Statler Broadway Theater in downtown Buffalo.
There you go. Of course, the Statler Broadway Theater on Broadway near downtown. A theater built at the turn of the century by the Statler family, kind of a mini version of Shea's, if you want to kind of relate that in your mind, just as attractive on the inside in its glory days, kind of fallen into rack and ruin right now, but the Western New York Media Professionals has purchased it. And with Dean's efforts on this fundraising initiative, hope to restore it to its original luster, with the purpose, of course, to help educate young people in the art of public speaking, with the idea of professions in the media. Here we're talking about professions in the trades with the Maritime Center, but now this is another direction that students could consider, and that is the idea of public speaking. Very valuable to have that skill, too, under your belt. Right, Dino?
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with Ms. Williams' comments about the trades. You and I are both in the professions, and we are screaming for talent.
That's right.
And her discussion is spot on with what the current state is with the needs within the industry itself.
There you go. So talk about the tickets that are for sale today at Kitchen World and the price and what we hope to win.
Absolutely. So tickets go for one for $10, three for $25, eight for $50, and 20 for $100. The tickets are for a Ford Mustang GT350 that has been supplied to us from the folks over at Western Automotive Group. And our objective is to raffle that Mustang that is 526 horsepower on August 2nd. Of later on in the summertime.
That's coming up pretty quick. So buy your tickets today and have a chance to win the Mustang. You could buy them today from Dean at Kitchen World. They're also available at Cortese Construction. Where else do we have the tickets for sale, Dean?
We also have tickets for sale over at Quaker Millwork in Orchard Park, Rutherford Racing Chassis in Pendleton, and, of course, over at our headquarters, which is over at the Ellicott Square building on the 7th floor.
Okay. Dean Kroll, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic.
All right. We are talking about careers in the trades and the Buffalo Maritime Center and its involvement in teaching students the whole idea of craftsmanship and how to work with their hands in an effective way. The whole idea of what a chef calls mise en place, which is laying things out in an orderly fashion and walking through the steps in your mind before you actually convey that into the action that you're about to do. So the mental process involved helps kind of refine the steps in your mind to create a more perfect, completed project. Some people are texting us, so let's read those off. Good morning. Generally speaking, it's not good for a country to have way more lawyers than plumbers. Isn't that well said?
That is funny.
And it's so true. Everyone aspires to the art of being a lawyer. This actually was going to be my path in life. And I got derailed, and look where I am.
I think when we talk about this, it's important. I mean, we elevate the trades. We're not trying to diminish other ways of earning a living, but we want to turn it around from that idea that somehow the students that wanted to go into the trades were somehow less than.
Exactly.
It is admirable. It is a fabulous way to contribute to your own life, and you actually build. The environment that everybody else does their work in.
That's so true. Instead of municipalities spending millions on bike paths and playgrounds, it might be better spent having high school grads and dropouts that are roaming the streets getting offered a trade school education, leading to fewer crimes and government dependent for life. That was from Chris texting us in.
Well, Chris, I'm a big fan of bike paths and playgrounds, so I'm not sure we have to choose between the two. But there's no doubt about it that the trade schools are an opportunity for all kinds of people. There's no one kind of person that can go into the trades. It's really something that's open to everyone.
I really do think, though, that we need a redirection of our thinking. I think we need to have parents realize that they need to analyze their children's abilities. And of course, hopefully parents that are involved with their children, that's another issue that you deal with at your level with the people, the students coming in that might not have good leadership at home.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, students come in all stripes and sizes, and some have very active family lives and others don't. So if our program, in addition to teaching them some pride and workmanship and skills with their hands, can also add some stability and some strong supportive relationships, then we're all the better for it.
But I think really that's where it starts in my mind, because with the right encouragement and the right direction, a person could end up following a path that is a little bit more true to them than that something that they're trying to be forced into. And it can go either way. You know, it could be someone who's being forced into a college environment that they're not comfortable with, or conversely, someone who doesn't want to work with their hands, who really probably is a little bit more cerebral. So identifying that skill is really what I'm trying to get at here.
Yeah, no, I think that's important. You know, each one of us is drawn to different things, and if we show an aptitude for one thing or another, either our teachers, our parents, those around us as a child, have to see that in us and show us the opportunities before us.
I told my sons, both of my sons graduated with degrees from Canisius in business management, but I always say they minored in carpentry because they worked summers. So they got that kind of twofold benefit of not only, you know, getting that higher education, but also the learning the trade from the bottom up. They're probably some of the best carpenters we have on staff. No, they're no longer working with their hands now. They're helping run the company, hence the business management degree.
Yeah.
But that twofold, they know how to do it, and they know how to run the company.
Well, and I think even if you don't go into the trades, you know, I'm pretty handy myself. My friends tease me about all my DIY Lynn posts on my Facebook page. Knowing how to do some things with your hands can help make you a better customer, too. If you're going to go hire a tradesman to do a job for you, having some basic knowledge of how the world works, how your physical environment works, makes you a better customer.
To East Aurora we go, and Joe, good morning. You're on WBEN with Lynn Williams.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I really like the language you're talking here as far as getting these kids in the kind of into the trades and working with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like what she just said as far as being a good customer. If you later in life, if you want to have something done, you know that whether it's getting done right or it's getting done wrong.
There you go.
My son, he graduated a few years ago from the BOCES, and in like diesel mechanics. He thought that's where he wanted the trend.
Mm-hmm.
They set him up with a program where he got a good start. And kind of got his feet wet in mechanics and welding, and to purchase quite a bit of tools. And what kills me is these kids come from high school, like you said, they send them off to college and spend $14,000 to dorm somewhere, and you know, they don't even know what they want to do.
That's right.
So my thought is, if you can get these kids, you know, somebody that's interested in doing something with their hands, maybe that's not what they... Well, they'll wind up doing, but like I said, life skills, you know, that's really gonna help them.
Even if it's practical with just working around your own house, as Lynn said, learning how to hang a picture level, it's a life skill that you'll always use.
And the fact that I think, you know, to get these kids, you know, started with tools, that's great, because there's a lot of adults out there that don't have any tools or know how to.
So true. So true.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the intangible element is really this pride. When you fix a thing, it goes from broken to being fixed. And you've done that.
Well, I always say to my men, I always really envy, truly envy them in our organization. They're probably the most fulfilled because they go home enriched every day with what they completed that day.
Oh, it's so important. I know I fixed a washing machine of my own a couple months ago. It was broken, rattling around, hopping around. I DIY'd, spent the 30 minutes, and then it works. And
yeah,
you feel so good about that.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody can feel.
Yeah. Joe, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, Joe hangs up. That frees up a line for you here on WBEN 803-0930. I know this is a little off topic, the texter writes, but the last segment got me thinking. Do they still build the house at McKinley High School every year? The answer is yes, they do. Another great program. We've recruited out of that school as well. Truly, I know how to say this without it sounding jaded, but the problem really is this whole big, complex, bigger picture of what you're talking about with learning the discipline that goes along with the trade. I think in some of these carpentry programs, that's the missing piece. They're not learning the discipline, how to fix their life as well as perhaps learn the trade.
Well, I think, everything you do requires that. One of the things we do to reinforce that in the hand-to-hand program at the Maritime Center is the students learn the setup, they work on the project, and then there's the cleanup. The maritime charter students, they have an individual like mini tool shed. Their photo is on their tool shed. Each tool has its own place inside of it, so it's their responsibility. Take things out, take care of their tools while they're using them, put them back in their right spot at the end. The broom is in everyone's hand at the end.
And is there a grade at the end of the day?
Not really. The grade is whether you get wet when your boat launches, right?
803-0930. When we come back, we're going to analyze what the Maritime Center is doing down at the canal side, and this very interesting subject matter as well. Thanks for being part of the show. 803-0930 if you'd like to participate. We're back with more right after this. Have you ever moved your refrigerator and been completely disgusted? Yeah, because of all the stuff that's collected underneath it. Well, that same disgusting stuff is lurking in your ductwork and you need to have it cleaned out. And the only way to assuredly get it out is to have indoor air professionals come. They have the unique patented column duct cleaning system. It blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out. They leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yes, so let's just talk a little bit more about the technology, because while we're talking about technicians and the trades and everything, it is so important. You know, I mean, as much as we know that the column system gets 95 to 99% of the contamination out of the ductwork, while the best systems out there with rotating brushes and low-volume air whips, I mean, gets 40 to 50% out. And that's why 24 former competitors are now our customers. People that used to do duct cleaning now rely on us, mostly heating contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And but without our technicians, if you or I were to go operate the column nozzle, we're coming away with, you know, 60, 70%. And our guys that have been our lead technicians have been with us from 10 to 25 years.
There you go.
So they've made a career out of this. And they go all over the world cleaning aircraft carriers and everything like that. It's truly a discipline.
That's right.
Trade.
It's a skill nonetheless.
It's the magic of the wand is important. But
that's right.
We couldn't do it without the technicians.
All right. We appreciate that comment. 683-3000. Hey, my high-capacity dehumidifier is humming along, Peter. I can't wait for the first electric bill to come so I could demonstrate to all how much I'm saving.
Right. And what about when we plugged it in? What was your the Chinese fire starter reading?
It was reading like 58%. Now it's humming at 39%, Peter.
Yeah, so even the gauges on those are off the humidistat.
That's right.
At any rate, yeah, so besides that, we have the amazing deals on the high-capacity dehumidifier. We have the medical-grade air purifiers. There's so many satisfied customers getting relief with those, and we've talked about the duct cleaning. So we have Patty, speaking of veterans. She's been on board for 25 years, and yeah, we're still doing crazy spring special here right before we push into the air conditioning season. We're not quite there yet. So for a first-time customer, it is $65.
What?
Yes, I know. Insane, right?
It's great.
Yeah. So, and talk to her about the, as you said, the high-capacity dehumidifiers.
All right.
Grade air purifiers. But call her. She's at the office right now.
683-3000. $65 off? Peter's going to get in trouble. Got AAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Journey through the heart of Motown as we celebrate decades of hits with the full-scale powerhouse production, Solid Gold Motown, live at Niagara Falls View Casino. August 8th to 15th, experience the irresistible trademark sound of generations past as Solid Gold Motown performs live at Niagara Falls View Casino. Motown is back and bigger than ever with the music of the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Marvin Gaye, Lionel Richie, and so much more. Don't miss Solid Gold Motown, August 8th to 15th at Niagara Falls View Casino. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for tickets. Solid Gold Motown, live August 8th to 15th, only at Niagara Falls View Casino.
It's Bowerly to talk to you about the trees on your property for AJ's Tree Service. Were there any trees that suffered damage due to this past winter? Do you have overgrown trees too close to your property? Then call AJ's Tree Service today.
AJ's Tree Services, from tree to shining tree.
Call AJ's Tree Service and ask about their free spring assessment. AJ's Tree Service will evaluate the trees in your yard for free. From tree removal, plant health care, tree pruning, and stump grinding. If you have any concerns with your trees, take care of them now. Call AJ's Tree Service for your free spring assessment. 908-1282. 908-1282.
AJ's Tree Services. From tree to shining tree.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. You do a lot to your backyard to make it the perfect summer escape. But how do you escape from the mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks? Well, call Mosquito Hunters and let them take back your yard. Mosquito Hunters offers introductory treatments starting at just $39. They can take care of those pesky mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. They even have organic treatments available. Before your next graduation party, call Mosquito Hunters and take your yard back. Go to mosquitohunters.com to book a free consultation.
When a loved one passes, many choose cremation. Elm Lawn Memorial Park is a leader in cremation memorial options, including traditional graves, stunning indoor glass front niches, and natural boulder and memorial bench options, all in a park-like setting. Call Elm Lawn and ask about special discounts and interest-free payment plans during their spring savings event, celebrating lives and preserving memories since 1901. Delaware and Brighton Road in Tonawanda. Elm Lawn Memorial Park, an independently owned, not-for-profit cemetery, 876-8131. That's 876-8131. 8131.
Spring is trying to get here, and because it's been delayed, Scranton's Rebuilders and United Materials have extended the Memorial Day sale through June, where you can take 10% off your outdoor living supplies when you bring your outdoor vision to life at Scranton's Rebuilders on Walden Avenue in Depew and United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Visit Western New York's largest outdoor living displays. Let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. Add some old-world charm to your patio or contemporary flair to your walkway. United Materials offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. Interested in building an outdoor kitchen or an outdoor fire pit? We'll take advantage of the extra 10% savings now through June by heading into Scranton's Rebuilders on Walden Avenue in Depew or United Materials at Young Street in Tonawanda. The largest outdoor living displays are there for you to check out. Go online to unitedmaterialsllc.com and let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Hammer time!
A couple of minutes till top of the hour and news time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and we spent the hour with Buffalo Maritime Center's Lynn Williams. She's the Director of Development and Operations. They are located on Arthur Street in Buffalo, and the phone number is 881-0111. That's 881-0111. BuffaloMaritimeCenter.org. BuffaloMaritimeCenter.org. Lynn, the Maritime Center involved with the construction of the packet boat soon to be built in the soon-to-be-built Longhouse.
That's true. We are so excited. This has been a long time coming. The Buffalo Maritime Center is going to build a replica of the 1825 packet boat that Governor DeWitt Clinton used to open up the Erie Canal. It'll be built right down on Canal Side in the public viewing and built by the public. For all the stuff that the Buffalo Maritime Center does, we only have 2.5 staff members. Everything else is done by volunteers. So this is a 73-foot long wooden packet boat that will be built in the Longshed building right at Canal Side. There will be a mezzanine in the building for those that just want to be viewers to watch the boat being built. And we're going to be calling for volunteers. I'll call for volunteers right now. We're not just about students. If you're a grown-up with a skill or a grown-up that wants to learn a skill, there is a place for you to help build the Packet Boat.
And again, continuing the hand-to-hand initiative to not only have people with experience, but then teach that experience to those that want to learn it.
That's right. If you've been to Lockport, there's a canal boat, wooden canal boat at Lockport. That was also built by our volunteers. So that was built from everything from experienced volunteer carpenters to folks that were new but really thought the project was exciting, and they came and participated at the level that they could and learned some new skills along the way. And it'll be the same for the Packet Boat downtown.
So what's the timeline for this to unfold? The long shed first, obviously.
Right. We're hoping the building will get started within the next 30 to 60 days. So we're hoping by the beginning of next summer, we will be in there building the building. Over the next 3 years, you'll be able to watch the building and participate in the building of the boat. And then for 7 years after that, the boat will be moored within the commercial slip and will take yearly trips along the Erie Canal so that all of the canal towns in New York State can participate in historical programming and tourism and promotional activities within their own Erie Canal town to promote the history of the canal.
How long is it forecast to take? Will it take to build the, do you have any idea?
Right, we're going to be 3 years in that building.
Cool.
Yep.
So lots of time and lots of opportunity for people to experience, you know, and this is a great connection to our heritage and to the origins of our city. And it's a great way to promote the trades, and it's a great way to promote Buffalo by having this packet boat travel the Erie Canal.
Yeah, and we're moving in 2025. We're going to have the big anniversary, the 200th anniversary of the Erie Canal opening, which is really what made Buffalo, right? We were the gateway to West. So the Erie Canal was dug by real people doing real things with their hands, and now here in 2019, we're going to start a replica project with people of all kinds working with their hands, too.
Lynn, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much.
Buffalo Maritime Center. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you tonight at the Lobster Fest, tomorrow morning on Channel 2 for the season finale of Hammer Time TV. Until then, have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.